Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Redus steals second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Redus moves to third. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Redus scores. Royster moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Royster moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Royster tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Len moves to second. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Redus steals second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Redus moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knight for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manrique moves to third. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive towards the mound. Dotson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique catches it and throws to first to double up Ripken. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Wiggins applying the tag. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Carcoviche moves to second. Ken Dixon now pitching. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Jerry Royster. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Redus now playing left field. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 6-3, Orioles. Donnie Hill pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hewlett scores. Hill moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Mike Cannonan now pitching. Greg Walker pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Greg Walker now playing first base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Fisk and he is out. Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Gerhart now playing left field. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Redus moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinnunen fields it and throws to first for the out. Redus moves to third. Boston moves to second. One out. Mark Williamson now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-4 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.